Book Review, Watching the English. Do you want to understand more about English people? The book Watching the English can help. In the book, anthropologist Kate Fox examines the English from both a scientific and humorous perspective. Why do the English always seem to start conversations with talk about the weather? Is English weather really that interesting? According to Fox, the English aren't really that interested in the weather. Rather, weather talk is just how the English get over their awkwardness in starting conversations. The English, you see, are very reserved and get embarrassed very easily, so they find it hard to start conversations. Weather is a safe topic, so the English use it to start talking to people. Many different aspects of Englishness are covered in the book, but the most important ones are class, humour, politeness, and pub talk. Class is still very important in English culture, though many English people believe things are changing. The English have more grades of class than most cultures, which are happy to just use upper, middle, and lower class. What often surprises visitors to England is that an English person can detect someone's class almost as soon as they open their mouth. Actually, they can usually do it before then. Speaking only helps to fine-tune their judgment. Humour is a vital part of English culture. Fox points out that for the English, being too earnest is a great social taboo. This is one of the reasons why they always seem to be joking, even in very serious or inappropriate situations. The English believe that they have the most advanced sense of humour in the world. What they really mean, I think, is that they don't care for slapstick or obvious humour. Wordplay and irony are where the English excel. The book regularly returns to what Fox calls pub talk. This is because the pub is where the English are at their most English, and at the same time, it is where they do seemingly un-English things. Examples of extreme Englishness in the pub are waiting patiently for your turn to be served, saying please and thank you to the barman, saying sorry when someone pushes you or stands on your toe. Examples of un-English behaviour are talking to strangers and mixing with people from a different social class.